Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Air National Guard says a Japanese climber fell 150 feet down a mountain within Denali National Park and was lifted out by a helicopter. The man's name was not immediately released. Air Guard says the climber had reached the summit of a 10,300-foot peak, Moose's Tooth, and then was on his way down when he fell. Another climber reached the injured man and called authorities on a satellite phone early Saturday morning. The second climber and companions put the injured man in a sleeping bag and reported he was in and out of consciousness with a head injury. Pararescuers loaded the injured man into a helicopter just before 7 o'clock Saturday morning and reached Providence Medical Center in Anchorage about an hour later. A jury has convicted a Prince of Wales Island man of manslaughter following a 10-day trial in Craig. 39-year-old Ronald O'Neill of Port Protection was acquitted of murder and evidence tampering, but convicted on the manslaughter charge in the April 2011 death of 54-year-old Tracy G. Simpson. Ketchikan District Attorney Stephen West says the men had been drinking brandy at O'Neill's float house, and a clear motive for the killing was never determined. West says Simpson died of blunt force trauma to the head. State troopers contacted O'Neill operating his skiff and towing the body of Simpson in Simpson's skiff. A former Juneau police officer has been indicted by a grand jury for the alleged shooting and standoff that occurred at his Montana Creek area home earlier this month. 45-year-old Troy Wilson faces 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder. That's for allegedly firing on specific officers during the evening of April 7th. Wilson's also being charged with 6 counts of felony misconduct involving weapons, 6 counts of third-degree assault, 2 counts of felony criminal mischief, and 2 counts of misdemeanor misconduct involving weapons. That's 22 charges total. A preliminary hearing on the 15-count criminal information filed by prosecutors earlier this month was scheduled for Juneau District Court on Friday afternoon, but the indictment with 7 additional charges now sends the case to Superior Court. Alaska Superior Court has sent the state's redistricting plan back to the drawing board again. Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey on Friday rejected the board's revised plan for new legislative boundaries. The board redrafted parts of its plan in March, but that was after the Alaska Supreme Court had found the board did not meet requirements under the state constitution while trying to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act. The justices told the board at the time that it had to rewrite the plan. Weather forecast for the capital city area calls for some cloudy skies with a possibility of some rain showers in some isolated spaces or isolated spots today. High temperature about 49 degrees with some light winds becoming southwest to about 10 miles an hour by this afternoon. And mostly cloudy tonight, some more of those isolated rain showers. Low tonight about 35 degrees and decreasing clouds for tomorrow.